Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here from Valentine, Nebraska. And on behalf of the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, we want to invite you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County. A nice fall trip down the scenic Niobrara River. How about tubes, kayaks, or just a leisurely float on a tube? Merritt Reservoir still is International Dark Skies and the first in the state of Nebraska for that designation. And the stars are out year-round. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots awaiting you in Cherry County. Visit valentine.org.
Did you hear that? No? Well, actually, that was the sound of opportunity. Just like a steer in the night, it is elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. They're the bridge between buyers and sellers, day in, day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Gain all that vast knowledge? Visit tsln.com and get the lay of the land.
All right. I promised to get this story to you. It's called My Glock 9mm.
Okay.
And I don't have the author on this. And we want to remind folks, when you send things to us at kimhburge@gmail.com, include the author if you know them. If not, we'll get by with that as well.
That's right.
Sure like to give credit where credit is due.
Yep, but it doesn't mean we won't use it if you don't have that info available.
My Glock 9mm. Today I swung my front door wide open, put a small table there, and placed my Glock on it. Right on my front doorway, I left 16 full metal jacket bullets beside it too, then left it alone and went about my business. While I was gone, the mailman delivered my mail. The neighbor boy across the street mowed the yard. Four people walked their dogs down the street, and a bunch of cars stopped at the stop sign near the front of our house. After about an hour, I checked on my Glock. It was still sitting there, right where I'd left it. It hadn't moved itself outside. It hadn't killed anyone, even with the numerous opportunities it had. In fact, it hadn't even loaded itself. Well, you can imagine my surprise with all the media hype about how dangerous guns are and how they kill people. Either the media is wrong or I'm in possession of the laziest gun in the world. The United States is third in murders throughout the world. But if you take out Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., New Orleans, and even St. Louis, the United States is fourth from the bottom for murders. Four of these cities have the toughest gun control laws in the United States, and all five are controlled by the left. I don't want to make this all political, but it would be absurd to draw any conclusions from this data, right? Well, I'm off to check on my spoons. I hear they're making people fat. Okay.
Very good.
There
now
you know.
Go. Yep. Great observation. And I've got some more aphorisms. They, again, are a short, pointed sentence that expresses a wise or clever observation or a general truth. So I just want to be clear, I did not write these, the clever observation or a general truth, but I am indeed going to share them. A good time to keep your mouth shut is when you're in deep water. How come it takes so little time for a child who is afraid of the dark to become a teenager who wants to stay out all night? Time-honored question. Business conventions are important because they demonstrate how many people a company can operate without.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Why is it that at class reunions you feel younger than everyone else looks? Scratch a cat and you will have a permanent job. And no one has more driving ambition than a teenage boy who wants to buy a car.
Great observations there, Kim. Well, this is a quick little story. The rain was pouring and there was a big puddle in front of the pub. A ragged old man was standing there with a rod and hanging a string into the puddle. A curious gentleman came over to him and asked what he was doing. Fishing, the old man said simply. Poor old fool, the gentleman thought, and he invited the ragged old man to a drink in the pub. As he felt that he should start some conversation while they were sipping their whiskey, the gentleman asked, "And how many have you caught?" "You're the eighth," the old man answered. Once again, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, Kim, how do they do that?
They just send it to Kim H. Burge. That's Kim H. Burge, and Burge is B-U-R-G-E @gmail.com. We love to receive those. They're so much fun to share. We know they tickled your funny bone, and we know they'll tickle everyone else's.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.